You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news you can use, I'm Matt Fidler. A grant worth $13.3 million has been awarded to the city of Chico to improve a two-mile stretch of Cohasset Road, increasing access to the Chico Municipal Airport and to the industrial businesses located in North Chico. The widened road will improve access between three major job centers in North Chico and Highway 99, as well as increase capacity along a major staging area used by first responders during natural disasters. The grant, which has been awarded by the Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration, is expected to create 620 jobs, retain 200 jobs, and spur $26 million in private investment. The project is being funded by the Additional Supplemental Appropriations for Disaster Relief Act of 2019, which provided the EDA with $600 million in Economic Adjustment Assistance Program funds for disaster relief and recovery. The Wednesday morning Chico Certified Farmers Market, hosted at North Valley Plaza in Chico, has moved locations. It's still at the North Valley Plaza, but it's now at the easterly end between the 99 Cents Only store and Johnson's Shoes. The move was prompted by the launching of the annual Christmas tree lot at the westerly end. New to the market, which is open from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Wednesday, are local crafts and handmade gifts. This last week, PG&E has announced that it has begun construction of a pre-connected interconnection hub for the town of Magalia, to eventually make it possible for Magalia to be islanded during wider grid outages. This will keep the power on for residents of Magalia when they might otherwise have been shut off. Debbie Powell, who is the Vice President for Risk Management of the Community Wildfire Safety Program, was quoted as saying, "Our specific objective with the development of temporary microgrids is to provide electricity to resources such as medical facilities and pharmacies, police and fire stations, gas stations, banks, and markets, and other shared community services when weather conditions make it unsafe to operate the grid." For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.